Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark Anderson from the Limousine Breed joining us at Cattlemen's Congress. Back with Mark in just a moment. The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds through mid-January. Some of the featured sales coming up early include the Gelvian Bouncer National Sale, Tuesday, January 5th, the Bases Loaded Elite Angus Sale, Wednesday, January 6th, the 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th, and the Annual National Angus Bull Sale, Friday, January 8th. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction tab on the left-hand side of any page.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Many of the major beef breeds we find in the United States are participating in the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds through mid-January. Executive Director Mark Anderson of the North American Limousine Foundation says limousine breeders are delighted to be at the Congress.
No, we really feel blessed to have an opportunity to show our cattle and get out. And you look at most of our breeders, like other folks and other breeds, you know, we're here to market cattle as well. And without this happening, we don't have that opportunity to do that, in particular this year with COVID and all the things that have been canceled. This is a wonderful opportunity for ranches and folks that have cattle to get out and get their cattle back out on the road and in front of the commercial cowman. Hoping we get a good crowd, and I think we will. We've definitely got big entries, but very thankful to have the opportunity for not only the Cattlemen's Congress, we'd say thank you, but the state of Oklahoma and the city of Oklahoma City.
You mentioned that you got good numbers. It seems like I'm hearing from a lot of different breeds that we've got a lot of good entries this year.
We did. I mean, and I think part of it's due to the fact that, you know, people been cooped up for a while. They're ready to get out, get their cattle on the road, tired of being at home. Most of them would be very careful. I mean, they're going to follow rules and regs as far as COVID goes. And I think we saw a big boost in our entries. Just, I think, folks wanting to get their cattle out in front of people again.
Let's talk a little bit about the limousine breed. I know that you've got some exciting things going, and there's a lot of ways that you've been able to market your cattle, not just a straight limousine, but you've got some interesting combinations and crosses that you're marketing as well.
Very excited about what our breeders have done. We have some changes. You know, we have a hybrid now, which is the Limflex. That would be the Limousine Angus or Limousine Red Angus Cross. Mm-hmm. And still sell purebreds and full bloods, but we've adapted to the marketplace. And these folks have changed their cattle. They've deepened them up, softened them up. They've got some capacity and production in them now. And these cattle, I think, are very useful in the commercial industry, particularly in that terminal cross. They've increased their marbling. They rank close to the top now in docility. The EPD sets we're using from International Genetic Solutions, the cattle rank and compare very well in a crossbreed valuations. And they look at phenotypically, too, when you eyeball them as cattlemen now. But the breeders have come a long way, particularly the last 5 years.
I think what it's important to realize that you've really got, I guess, as a seed stock operation, you've got a couple of folks you're trying to please. Obviously, you're that commercial breeder, but at the further down, that consumer.
No doubt. And that's where we kind of feel like we excel, because these cattle still have an exceptional retail cutability in them. And with these folks increasing their marbling, particularly the last 5 years, we feel like, and I've had a lot of them, I kind of grew up running commercial feed yards for about 20 years. And we fed a lot of these cattle, particularly the Limousine Angus Cross, which you'd call a Limflex. And they work very well at the packing house and down on the consumer, because we can get cattle in that cross to grade 80-85% choice and higher and still maintain. Mostly you'll grade 1-3 cattle with a handful of fours. Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit more about the development of the, the marketing side of Limflex. How did that come about?
Well, it started, I believe it was back in 2003, prior to when I'd gotten there in about 2011. Mm-hmm. And I think what you saw, a lot of Continental Breed Associations start to change and look at a hybrid, because if we think back in the 90s and we remember the old days and the war on fat and cholesterol, things were sailing pretty good there for lean yield. But then as quality grade, you know, we found out how important that is to eating quality and the consumer. You started to see these hybrids come in to enhance their quality grade, and the easiest way to do it's in that cross with Angus or Red Angus. So you're kind of getting the advantage of heterosis on top of the, you know, the two breeds, the three crossed up, are very complementary to one another.
Executive Director of the North American Limousine Foundation, Mark Anderson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. In conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress, the 2021 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock, happening in Oklahoma City January 13th and 14th. It'll be held at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, Oklahoma City. If you want details, go to superiorlivestock.com or call for more information. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Sale 2021, happening January 13th and 14th this year in Oklahoma City. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.